didn't need, he got into something he didn't need to be in.
Uh-huh. How would you say that using the word ought? You say?
Ought.
I bet he did something he
ought not to do.
And a child might say, well, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you. A child would tell another child, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard, but I'll bet you.
You wouldn't come back.
Do you ever hear things like that around here?
No, I never did hear that. I've seen, but I'm not. Just now, about 10 years ago, an old nigger woman lived up yonder. She was crazy, been crazy for years. She staying with her brother and had a family right up yonder. She slipped off and got out of one night and come a rain, a freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And she got up here and she got lost in the dark. It's the coldest night in the world. She froze to death right side of the road. She died.
Mm.
They found her a day or two later. I was hunting for her and I found her. Where they picked up that old nigga up the road, he doesn't know right where she is, and he passed this road now. He's riding a horse and he gets long out here. He'd run that horse just as hard as he can go to get past it. He goes where he's going, he gets up on top of the hill before he gets to where she is. He break and run, he go by, and he drives a car the same way by it right now. And that's been, 8 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He still go by every day, but he don't stop and look that way.
Because he's scared of
him? Niggas just think of hangs. They won't pass a church, a graveyard. No way.
What would you say about a house that people are scared to go in?
Well, I've seen lots of them afraid to go in. There's one old house down the road, y'all to burn it down. Everybody's afraid to stay there. Lots of them move. They're afraid to stay there. They leave, said just haint.
They said the house was
haintified, had spirits around there.
Uh-huh.
It's an old kind of house. Somebody set the house fire and burnt the furniture, house, and all down.
Uh-huh. Was there any reason for them to think that there were haints in the house?
I don't know. The old man, son lived in Greenwood, but he wouldn't stay down there. None of his sons wouldn't stay there. The old fellow was a kind of a cruel old fellow anyhow. Crabbed. He had different ways. I don't know what he.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have much to do with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed drunk there the whole time.
Mm. Had he died in that house?
Yeah, he died in that house, and his wife died in there. The old place sitting there now, right now. You pass it every time you go up that road. Been burnt down, nothing but a thicket there. Right on the road, after you pass that, you know where the Sampson Road is?
I'm not sure.
The Sampson Road's on the left of the road after you leave this crossroad up here, about a mile, about a mile. It's the left road with it. Right down the road, the right of the road, about quarter, half a mile. You see a lot of old Brahma cows right over across on the north side of the road, of it, and it's right on the south. And that old place belongs on to it.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone asks you to do something and you just refuse to do it, you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,